All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Lon Shaver. He's the Vice President at Silvercorp. And Lon, it's always great to have you back. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. Lots of stuff to talk about with you. You've been very busy over the last little while. First off, you had some news out today that you've released some holes from the drilling program at LMW mine. And this is, you had 12 drill rigs turning there. It's a very busy project and a busy amount of results to come out as well. Not all are out, but the ones that have come out so far are pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, LMW is one of the mines at the Ying Mining District. We got over 70 drill rigs across the Ying Mining District. So this is just, you know, 12 rigs just focused on this one particular mining area. And the program really has a few different objectives in terms of the types of targets that we're looking to drill.
Yeah, and so these results that came in, these are all high-grade intercepts, and it's really showing that, again, this is just another area, as you mentioned, that the work is focused on because it's been so good so far.
Yeah, and really it's expanding and enhancing some of the known mineralization that we've been mining, silver, lead, zinc veins, but also there's some key results and some key information in this news release talking about some of the gold zones and starting to give an indication of how the size and shape of at least one area of these gold zones is shaping up. And so that's sort of, you know, moving us towards being able to paint a more concrete picture about what these bodies could be in the future in terms of sources of ore for the mill.
Okay. And Lon, you also had some recent results out from DCG as well. Can you take me through that one?
Yeah. And so DCG, that's our newest mine. So it would be the seventh mine in the Ying Mining District, you know, grouping of mines. And so it's still early days, but again, a multi-pronged program there looking at some gold-rich zones, hit some nice zones of gold-rich mineralization, and then also targeting some more silver-rich areas as well. There it's only six drill rigs at that particular mine, but still a good program. And obviously we're looking at this as basically material that's going to be part of Ying's future in terms of a mining operation.
Yeah. And Lon, I also want to ask you, you recently had an acquisition as well. And this one was kind of interesting. Maybe you can tell us a bit more about it.
Yeah, well, we've guided everybody to the fact that we have growth plans for Ying and the drill rigs that we've just talked about, the drill programs at these different mines as part of it, but also part of that strategy is looking at some satellite project opportunities in the district of Ying. And so we won an auction the other day for another project. It's gold and gold silver. It's to the north of Ying. It's within trucking distance. It's got a resource on it from a Chinese calculation that, you know, it's not 43-101, so we can't report on that. But it's in a position where we can move ahead fairly quickly. And it's a 12 square kilometer package. And that, you know, most of the exploration activity has been focused on a very small portion of it. So we look at moving ahead with, you know, mining permits to get that into production, but then also looking at the broader exploration potential on that project. And we think we got it at a good price. And it really fits, again, within that strategy of growing in that Ying mining district.
And just one last question, that is, I know you and I have talked about it in the past, but just so people don't understand, when you say you won an auction, that's the way it works there, right? Just so people understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, what the government's aim to do is for these assets, and in particular where there's been a government involvement, they're really looking for transparency. So it's of the fact that this asset's going to be available. It's broadly advertised, so anybody can who's qualified can sign up to bid, review the material, and then literally the auction takes place online. So everyone can see what the different bids have been. And so when there's a winning bidder at the end, there's no confusion or uncertainty as to, you know, what the number was when in that process. And so I've seen these the way they've been managed, and literally it's kind of like eBay for mining.
Yeah, that's a great way to do it. That's a great description of it. Very interesting. Lon, great update. Thank you very much. Good to see you again. And we'll talk soon.
Thanks very much, Steve. Talk to you soon.
All right. There's Lon Shaver, the Vice President at Silvercorp.